is how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. That's just how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. That's just how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. Shrink. Sometimes it's gray, motherfucker, sometimes it's pink. I don't need to think, yo, I just need to be. Being myself is a fucking priority.
Professional Weirdo Podcast. If you haven't heard that cliche, that saying where it's like, hard times make strong men. Strong men make easy times make weak men, weak men make hard times make strong men, and, you know, goes in a cycle. It really is true. So if you think about yourself, this is the Professional Weirdo Podcast. It's not the Amateur Weirdo Podcast. So the amateur is what you can find all over the place, you know, just people whining about shit, why they didn't finish a project, making excuses, blaming people, blaming their tools, begging for sympathy, begging for pity, begging, excuses. Now, to me, that's not a professional. A professional does not make excuses. That's amateur hour. A professional just does things to a high level, usually faster, much faster, of course, than an amateur. Of course, it makes less mistakes. I mean, you still make mistakes, but you get it. You know the difference. I don't have to say anything about that. So just think about that. Professional. Like, if you're an amateur weirdo, okay, so you're an amateur weirdo. What do you want to do? All right, you want to write? You're going to write crazy books. You're a weirdo. So let's say you get up in the morning and you start drinking or get high or do some psychedelic or something and go for a walk. I'm going to be inspired. Yeah, my brain, I'm so creative and artistic because I'm in altered states due to substances I consumed. Yeah. And you go wander around and fucking babble to people for hours. Let's say 5 hours, right? You come back. Oh, shit, I'm so tired. I don't have any ideas either because I talk to many people. I'm just going to take a nap, you know, because you're tired. You took a bunch of drugs or something and went out somewhere and babbled to people. Came back, you're tired, you take an empty wake up. Oh, it's this time of night. Oh, I got to get up tomorrow to go to work or do whatever. I don't have time to be an artist. I was already an artist today. I did my creative thing by wandering around babbling to people about shit I don't really know much about. Yeah, but look at my hair. It's cool. Look at my tattoos. Yeah, I'm an artist. That's amateur hour shit. Those people are getting nothing done but spouting a bunch of bullshit out their face holes, motherfucker. Quote me on that one. Yeah. So you want to be a professional. This is the Professional Weirdo Podcast. So yes, we can create crazy works that look like we took a bunch of drugs and we're some psycho that, you know, has people tied up in this basement that he's slowly transforming into dolls. That's the plot of, what was it, Tourist Trap, though the guy turns them into mannequins. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So amateur, professional. And I did a whole episode about it, I think, about the victimhood I feel is in the amateur hour. And yeah, when you're a professional, you turn pro. Again, the Stephen Pressfield book, I think it's called Turning Pro, but it's a guy who wrote The War of Art. Highly recommend both of them. They're both, you know, slap you around and stop being a little bitch and just get to fucking work. Be a professional. Pretend. At least pretend. You know, like, oh, you want to get paid for this shit? You want to fucking be a professional. Do your work. Like, you know, if it was a regular job, like, if you have a job that pays for your life, like, do you go into work and be like, today I don't know. You go fucking do your job and you get it done because that's what you do to survive. That's how you live, right? So why don't you just apply that mindset and that whatever it is to your creative works? I mean, that's the thing. It's like all these people, you know, have told me, oh, you're so talented, do all this shit. And I was like, nah, I'm not even talented. Like, I'm the least talented person I know from like my creative friends and all the different disciplines. But the thing is, I just fucking treat like creativity and the arts like I would treat work. You do it and like a good worker, right? Not an American worker, because American workers fucking suck now. They're just all like lazy and like, I can't, I'm gonna sue you, discrimination, blah. but let's say, I'm just gonna say a Japanese worker in Japan, a Russian worker in Russia. You know, you may be in Russia and be like, M dot, they're lazier here, but whatever, dude. I have to have my like fantasy places. I've been to Japan several times, like 5 times or something. So I've seen the hard work put in there, I know for sure. And I just have from the high level of excellence, winning the programming championships every year and all this other tech shit that, you know, Russians work hard to. So yeah, you just work like that. That's all I've been doing. It's not fucking magic. But, you know, out here where, you know, being an artist or creative, people are like, oh yeah, you know, like they think half of it is like how they look and like how they live their life. I just, you know, yeah, decided to go for a walk after, you know, taking some mushrooms and, you know, they were flashing lights. And then it's like, no, you're a fucking amateur. You're just playing around. Like, just be a professional. Just treat it like a job and do it every day. Take it seriously. You know, pretend like you have a fucking boss that wants to fire you every day. So you got to like live up to him and like do your due diligence, do your work, that's all you got to do. But, you know, for whatever reason, when it comes to creative stuff, we get this weird shit in our brain. We're just like, yeah, God, oh, God, oh, fuck, eh. You know, people get frozen up or get so anxious. You know, then you try to do stuff to get rid of anxiety, like drinking or whatever. And then that ends up, like, messing everything up more because, you know, you're trying to walk on the tightrope. Like, okay, I don't want to be so anxious I can't move, but I don't want to be so wasted I do dumb shit. And then you're just in the middle and, you know. That's a tough one. I don't recommend it. Yeah, professional amateur. I forgot even what the theme of this thing was because right now I'm still working. Usually I'll stop and just talk, but I'm working on the latest build of my interactive side project called Nightmare Puppeteer. So it is built in a game engine, but it's a tool to make weird animations. You can actually make movies in it and stuff. So I'm the lead programmer. Lead artist, lead designer, lead, and getting ready to move from alpha to beta. So lots to do, so I'm clicking. But yeah, I really like answering your questions because it gives me something to, you know, if there's like that day where I'm just like, this fucking thing, then I'll talk about some subject. But otherwise, you know, I'm working, so I'm just not like taking strolls and pontificating with my cornrows and my sleeves and my face plug tattoos and my psycho whatever. And that's fine if you're doing that. I'm just saying. It's like stuff like that. Like, it's hard to get a job looking like that or acting like that. So, hey, it's probably fucking hard to keep your own self-imposed creative job. Like, if you're self-employed. Yeah, just thinking about that's what I do, you know. And, you know, I don't answer to anybody now except for myself, but those are just the standards I put on myself to be like, be a professional. It just makes it easier that way. You need structure. And I'm sure you heard it a million times. They're like, oh, you know, you're more creative when you have boundaries. And it's true. So like, turn your creative life into a professional one and treat it like a professional. Show up every day on time, do your 8+ hours of work or whatever you can do. If you're already working a full-time job, you can only put 2 hours in a day, put your 2 hours in every day, put your 1 hour, put your 30 minutes, whatever you got, but be consistent. Just treat it like another job. I mean, I know it's commonplace here in the US, unless you're rich, you know, to have 2 jobs, 3 jobs. And it's like, you know, you're not doing 8 on each one. Maybe you are, but then you're half dead already, but you put your time in. And, you know, it's difficult, especially, like I said, again, if you're not rich, if money's scarce, to put your time into these creative endeavors or behaviors, or, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done for all these things, and they don't equal money per hour instantly like a job does, you know, but you're investing in your future. You're investing in a future thing. So for that, you got to kind of, you know, throw out the instant gratification, just be like, hey, I'm investing in my future. I'm going to do things, open more doors for me. I'm going to make more money, do everything in the future. How far that future away is depends on you and what you're doing. But, you know, nothing is impossible. I've seen some people, like, just barely start and do some crazy, amazing stuff right off the bat and just blew, you know. So, yeah, anything's possible. So, yeah, I guess this will be a little 10-minute one because I don't have anything else to say, and I'm not going to pretend I do because that would be fake as fuck, and I got debugging to do now because dudes from Finland and the UK are throwing bug reports at me, and I'm like, oh, shit, this one and that one, oh, shit, I got to get them because I'm a professional. And they sent me their giant bug reports. I could have been perfect. I thought it was almost fucking done. This is so hard. How long is this going to take? Fuck, I've already spent so much time and I'm so stressed out. But no, I didn't do that. I just went, all right, shit, there's stuff wrong with this. I need to fix it. There's improvements I can make. Let me fix them. Professional. Professional. Be professional, my friends. Not amateurs. Look at all these fucking petty amateurs everywhere failing after the fucking first day, whining, oh, yeah, my tools, oh, excuse, get the fuck out of here. Bring on the professionals now, you, and yes, you. I'm pointing at my omnidirectional microphone, so odds are it hit at least one of you. If there are 10 of you, I'd have to calculate that, but yeah, all right. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
I ain't the one whose name you know. I'm just some random weirdo. I ain't the one with the publicist, so I can raise my fist and say shit. You wanna see? No, I'm just the one with the Odyssey, bro. Ain't no crowds in this back room. On my arms ain't no tattoos. I'm just a dude that loves rapping and making crazy beats, even if no one is clapping. I like to rhyme and sing a tag. No, I'm not the best, but I'm better than many that are taking all your pennies. No one's clapping, so fucking what? No one's liking on whatever book, grandma, man, I don't give a fuck. No one hears me except three people. Fuck, that's tight, that's right. Everything is alright in this world. I ain't no megalomaniac, you her. I think it's cool that you is her. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you're here. Yeah, three. I don't give a shit.